Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Forgive me for my voice here today. I had a little summer something going on, and my voice is a little rough here, but we'll get through this. And I hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon. We got a great program planned here today. Special guest calling in will be joining us in just a moment. But let me remind you, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about us there. You can find out more about our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor, and invite you to come out and visit us sometime. You have more information about that, including our Friday night Bible study. It'll be coming up at the end of the program. And also, there's links, some articles and things that I've written, as well as past programs. You can find all that at livewithpastoral.com. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into things here this afternoon. I have got a guest I've been meaning to get on again for some time, but just never quite came to be. But with some things happening in the news and everything lately, dealing with UFOs and revelations from the government, I contacted a friend of mine in Canada by the name of Ian Juby. And I believe Ian is on the phone with us right now. Welcome, Ian. Glad to have you back on Live with Pastor Al.
Good afternoon, Pastor Al.
Hey.
Back on the air.
Yeah, it's been a while. You've been on before. We talked about dinosaurs and human beings in the Bible and in evolution versus creation, which is, of course, one of your primary focuses of interest. But you've also done a great deal of research in UFO phenomena, haven't you?
Yeah, and that was I was kind of thrown into it by force.
Were you abducted?
No, I was not. But it turns out a lot of my friends were.
Oh, there we go.
and that was one of the first of many surprises I would have over about a period of about 48 hours. That would have been probably 14 years ago, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
something like that, Yeah, it was, well, and if you don't mind, I'll just explain. That was basically back when I was on the road touring with my creation museum. I watched over the years during my question and answer periods, which were always quite popular at all my talks. I watched over the years as the number one question started out, what about global warming? Which has nothing to do with creation or evolution, but it was the most common question. And I watched almost overnight as it changed from that to what about aliens and alien life on other planets, things like that. I was at a teen Bible camp in Alberta, and I had about 8 different people in the space of 24 hours come up to me and ask me about aliens.
I was going to interject there. When you think about it, you mentioned about having your traveling creation museum and this coming up. And I've encountered this too, because, you know, the Bible talks about the creation of the heavens and the earth and the focus of life in the creation, of course, on earth, man and the animals and such not. And then we also have the angelic beings that are created that are there. So there is a tie-in. And before we get too far afield, If you could, tell people where they can find out some more information about some of your work.
Sure. Currently, the two best places would be my website, ianjuby.org, ianjuby.org, or I have a television show now that I've been producing for a number of years called Genesis Week. And it airs here right across Canada and in parts of the U.S., and they can catch that either on the airwaves or at genesisweek.com. That's probably about the two best places.
And certainly I encourage people to check those out. You've got a lot of good information there. And one thing I appreciate about your Genesis Week videos and some of your earlier Crevo rants, remember those? It's not dry presentation of things. You've got a good off-the-wall sense of humor that you inject, which I appreate. But anyway, getting back to the whole UFO phenomena, and we see this, and you said that it became your number one question when you were traveling, giving talks on creation. Why do you think that started to become the number one question?
I'm honestly not sure. Let's back up for a second, mm-hmm. because what most people don't realize is this is a creation or evolution topic.
Right.
Specifically, as you mentioned, aliens are specifically discounted in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Alien life and aliens are firmly rooted in the theory of evolution. Because the common mantra is, we evolved here, surely we evolved somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, statistically speaking, we cannot have evolved here. There is literally millions of reasons why we could not have evolved here, why life could not have arisen from non-life here. So now you want to take infinity, in the odds of infinity to one, and multiply it by two, because now you want to evolve life from non-life elsewhere in the universe as well. So it's doubly impossible. Yet that is the mantra, is that surely we evolved here, surely we evolved elsewhere. Whereas in Genesis, it specifically says God created the stars and the planets, the sun in the skies as signs for seasons, times, etc. It was made for us. It wasn't made, none of them were made for, to be home of E.T., for example.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus Christ came to earth to die for sinners, he came to die for humans. Not Zoltar, the space alien. He didn't go to Saturn to die for a culture there, a people group there. He came to earth. That's where it came. That's where everything has been. It's been on Earth. And
right.
This has all been created for us and for Earth. That's specifically what the Bible says.
And when we look at what the Bible says, and of course, as you're stating, we see life created on Earth, and then we, of course, have the angels that were created by God, a different form of being from human beings, but also another intelligent being that understands and has a relationship with God like we can. Where I was going to ask with this is, When we look at this, and people try to read aliens into the Bible, we don't need to go too far into the Ezekiel's wheels and things like that, but what do you think is going on here? Why do you think that people, I got a couple directions I'd like to go, I'm just trying to, for the limited time's sake, why do you think people are so interested in trying to prove that there's aliens, extraterrestrials?
Again, that's a really tough question. You might have something to say on that. Just statistically speaking,
mm-hmm.
I covered this in my miniseries that I'm currently producing, the statistics for people who have seen UFOs or people who believe they've been abducted by aliens, the statistics are staggering.
Mm-hmm.
Every survey I've ever seen shows that 1 in 10 has seen a UFO. And so obviously these people are going to want answers. The darker, disturbing part of that is 1 in 40. So think of 40 people, and 1 in 40 people believes they've been abducted by an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And this almost always doesn't happen just once. It almost always happens over and over and over again, and it's a hugely traumatic event. It basically boils down to kidnapping and rape and torture, is what it is. And it's horrible, and these people obviously don't even want to talk about it because, you know, everybody just writes them off as crazy. But one in 40, think about that. There's a lot of crazy people then.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and this is when I started calling around the country trying to research, because after I had all these people asking, I'm like, well, I better get on my knees and start praying about an answer to this. And the answers I got in the next 48 hours were just stunning, including calling multiple friends of mine across North America. And over again, all of these friends I called were like, yeah, I've been abducted by an alien. Yeah, I was too. And these are people I'd known for years, and they never told me this. You know, it wasn't until I asked and brought up the topic, and suddenly it's like all of these people that I've known for years, good, reliable people, are all saying the same thing. Now, I think in every single case, they had all escaped from the alien abduction phenomena, shall I say. They had all discovered what Joseph Jordan, who I can explain a little later on, and Guy Malone discovered. They head up the CE4 research group. CE4 for Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, basically alien abduction. And they head up the CE4 research group. And what they found over and over is that when people invoke the name of Jesus Christ, these aliens go away and never come back.
Right.
The abduction stops. It doesn't work for the name of Muhammad. It doesn't work in the name of Allah. It doesn't work in the name of Joseph Smith. It doesn't work in the name of Buddha. Only the name of Christ. Why? Now, we, of course, have an idea of where they're as to the why, and it's because we know the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the creator. And these aliens, even secular researchers, secular UFO researchers are saying that these alleged aliens are not aliens, and they are specifically deceiving people. That's secular people that are saying that. And of course, we know in the Bible that it calls Satan and his angels, you know, liars, basically.
Right.
Satan was the father of lies, and all of these fallen angels that were cast out of heaven, where did they get cast to? I saw, as Jesus said, I saw Satan fall as a lightning bolt from heaven. Where? To earth. They're right here on earth with us. And that's what these people are encountering. It's not aliens. Even the secular guys are saying that. You know?
Right. And, you know, what's really interesting is I remember years ago, I used to read a lot of material on this, and they were saying these encounters, you were powerless to stop it, powerless to resist it. Once you were involved and once it began, it couldn't be stopped. And yet, all of the researchers have come to the conclusion that it can be through the name of Jesus. And that does begin to point to something. And let's get back to that in just a moment. And, of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, with our special guest, Ian Juby. We're talking about the UFO phenomena, and it's in the news lately. And something I want to touch on before we go much more on what they are. We know, of course, that the news has been filled with videos of a military Navy jets encountering the tic-tac-shaped video, a UFO and different things like that. I can honestly say from my time in the Air Force and the work that I did, the U.S. Air Force has evidence of things that can't be explained, but the vast majority of UFOs, and a UFO is just that, it's unidentified, it's flying and it's an object and you don't know what it is, it's a UFO. But the vast majority of them, I would say, are just misunderstood. You didn't understand what you were seeing. You didn't know what you were seeing. It was some kind of natural or man-made phenomena. I had some friends that worked on the avionics from the Stealth Fighter when that was being produced back in the early 80s. And they would fly out numerous of these aircraft out of Nellis Air Force Base, and they would get the UFO reports. And so people call the Air Force Base, you know, are you flying any top secret aircraft that we, you know, that would account for this? And of course, the Air Force is going to say yes, but don't tell anybody because it's a secret.
Yeah.
No, they're going to deny it. And so they would deny it. And so there were all these UFO reports that the Air Force denied that they were, you know, responsible with the top secret aircraft, which, of course, I mean, it was aircraft that we had. And there's other things like that. But there's this tiny bit of them, a small fraction, that just can't be explained those ways. And that's where, of course, the interest comes in. If we believe the Bible to be the Word of God, which it is, and if we believe that what it says is true, which it is, then what do we make of these things? And I agree with what you're saying. I think it's not E.T. from another part of the galaxy or from a galaxy far, far away, but it's a spiritual phenomena. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and it's a complicated answer. Because, I'm assuming you've seen some of the videos that the
yes.
U.S. Navy released,
mm-hmm.
and some of the ones that were leaked as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I've looked at them with just utter fascination because I've been obsessed with the they call it anti-gravity. I don't like mm-hmm. using that term, but I've actually conducted even my own research into it because I'm just so fascinated by it. And this is. You know, this electrogravitics is what I'll call it,
mm-hmm.
was first discovered in 1921.
Right.
So literally a century ago, 100 years ago. And they've undoubtedly been exploring this and perfecting it. Everybody talked openly about it right up until the late 50s. And then everybody stopped talking about it all at the same time. And you've got a problem when you start to look at, like, the Tic Tac UFOs off the coast of California in 2004. Tracked on radar, I did the math, and that thing would have been flying somewhere around 56,000 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
According to radar, which is just obscene. I mean, that's 2.5 times the speed of the space shuttle on reentry. It's an absurd speed. How does it do it without burning up? And so the question arises, is this some technology from a foreign entity, which in this particular case, I think it is. I can't say that definitively, but in other cases, for instance, this was just brought to my attention by Joe last week. There was an incident in Zimbabwe at a school. I think it was 96. I forget the year, where dozens of school children came within arm's length of several alleged alien beings with a spacecraft, if you want to call it that, a UFO. But it was clearly a spiritual entity.
Mm-hmm.
So I based that based on the descriptions of all these kids who all had the same experience. They saw the craft. They communicated telepathically with these alleged aliens. But the message of the aliens is important there because these aliens that keep showing up have a nasty habit of really wanting to encourage people to get involved in the occult.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to talk about the occult? I want to talk about this spaceship you just flew here. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. Why did you come all the way across the galaxy, you know, thousands of light years to come talk to me about the occult? You know, like what's wrong with this picture? So there's two very different things. So one could be like a superior technology,
mm-hmm.
and really, no matter how you deal with it, as a stoic defender of conventional physics, you've got a problem. You can't write off the reports of the 2004 Tic Tac encounter It was on radar. It was on infrared cameras. Multiple eyewitnesses. They all said the same thing. But they also never had contact with any alleged aliens, right? Where was I going with this? I drew on my train of thought now.
You're talking about the spiritual aspect of the Zimbabwe incident.
Yes, and this does not, and the Tic Tac incident does not have the spiritual aspect of it.
And it is a good division. You've got what would be, you know, could be actual, real and physical, technological type advancement, as opposed to these things that have this spiritual aspect.
Yes, and as Gary Bates pointed out in his book Alien Intrusion, there has been, for thousands of years, there has been reports of, we'll call them UFOs, things that appeared in the sky. Some of them were described as flying shields. The Hopi Indians of the American Midwest talk about flying canoes, for example. They related these UFOs to things that they understood. And these UFOs apparently took shape of what these people understood. So again, that comes back to the whole spiritual aspect of it, because some of these craft had beings on board, apparently. So these beings appeared to know how to appear to these people when in order to be recognized. Now, I come back to the question of why would they do that? Because in many cases, they did not land and communicate with these people or anything like that. They just seemed to fly around. And the fact that the UFOs changed shape is also significant, which, again, coming back to the Navy videos and whatnot, no one is saying those UFOs changed shape. They seemed to have superior technology, and that's about all we can say, you know.
And I was going to say, we have about 3 minutes, actually just under 3 minutes left in the program. Time flies when we get into a good subject here. But, you know, when we think about it, and you're talking about the spiritual connection, maybe we better drill down on that for a minute since we're rapidly running out of time. What's interesting is that not only do they encourage people to get involved in occultic type practices, but no religion seems to be a problem to them except for the Judeo-Christian form of religion. Why would they fly across the galaxy to tell us not to have anything to do with the Bible, but the Quran's okay?
Yep, exactly.
And that begins to tell us what they are, I think.
Yes. And that's a critical part of discerning what's going on here. And the CE4 research group, which I mentioned previously, their website, alienresistance.org, and they have testimonies of dozens and dozens, hundreds. I don't know how many testimonies they have. But what they've done is they've documented testimonies of people who have escaped the alien abduction phenomenon. And it is consistent across the board. It is the name of Jesus Christ. And it's the only one that works. These alleged aliens just hate the name of Jesus. Boy, do they hate it. And they'll slander Christ and everything. So, but yes. So,
well,
I'd recommend people go there.
Right, alienresistance.org. I was going to say the late Dave Hunt had a book on, I can't remember the title of it, where he pointed to the commonality of their message versus people who go into deep meditation or on drug trips and reach spirit beings and spirit guides. But I think we got about a minute to go. I think we can say that the devil is a deceiver, and he's deceiving people with much of this, isn't he?
Yes, and I'll be very interested to see what comes out over the next few weeks here.
Well, perhaps we'll have to get you back on again. Ian Juby, can you give us your website information again, please?
Sure, ianjuby.org, ianjuby.org. or genesisweek.com.
Thank you, and I want to thank you for being on with us, and I want to encourage people to check out your Creation Week series in general, and also the mini-series that you're doing on the UFO phenomena. I saw the first one. I haven't had a chance to see the second one today. But Ian, we're out of time. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for listening, everybody. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.